Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldhari, and today we're Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled, the fourth parak, Yantav. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the brisa that began on Daf Lamed Gimel and Base continues here. Manayin L'Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh, where do we learn that three sets of three blasts each have to be blown? Rashi explains, the question is, how do we know that we must blow the combination of Tekiah Truah Tekiah three times? Once for the brachas of Malchios, once for Zichronos, and once for Shofros. The Torah therefore states three references to Truos. It stated, Vavarta Shofar Truah, you shall sound the Shofar blast of Truah, regarding the Yom Kippur of Yovel. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, it stated, Shabbason Zichron Truah, a rest day, a remembrance of Truah, and Yom Truah Yelachem, a day of Truah will be for you. So we apply the psukim of Yom Kippur and Yovel and of Rosh Hashanah to one another, based on the Gzer Shabbat of Shvi Shvi, the seventh month, the seventh month. Therefore, how is the Shofar blown? Shalosh Shehentesha. It's blown three sets, which consist of nine blasts in all. Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah, three times. Shir Tekiah, Ketruah. The length of a Tekiah is like a Truah, and Shir Truah, Keshlosh Shvarim. And the length of a Truah is like three Shvarim. Point number two, the Gemara describes how the Tekiahs were done. Rabbi Abba instituted in Kesaria. Tekiah, Shlosh Shvarim, Truah, Tekiah. The Gemara asks what the purpose is of combining the Shvarim and Truah. If you hold that a Truah sounds like sobbing, one should do a Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. And if you hold that Truah sounds like moaning, one should do a Tekiah, Shlosh Shvarim, Tekiah. The Gemara answers Rabbi Abba had a suffix that perhaps the Truah is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted it doing a combination of both. The Gemara counters that this is so, one should also do the opposite and blow a Tekiah, Truah, Shlosh Shvarim, Tekiah, since the Truah might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound. The Gemara answers, Stamed the Milsa, Ki Misra Be'inish Milsa, normally. When trouble happens to someone, Bereisha Ganach Bahadayala, he first moans and then he sobs. And point number three is Tana Braisa, Mitzvah Tokin Yosemin Mavarchim. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those that blow shofar than with those who daven Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does this mean? If a person lives near two cities, and in one city they'll blow the shofar, and in the other city they'll daven Musaf, he should go to the city where they'll be Tokea. The Gemara says that this is obvious, since the mitzvah of hearing the shofar is a Doraisa, whereas the mitzvah of davening Musaf is the Rabbana, and it answers that it was necessary to teach this to tell us the afagav da havadai v'hasafek, that even if davening is a certainty, being they'll find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and have gone home, one should go to the city where he has the possibility of hearing the shofar, rather to the one where he will certainly hear the davening. So once again, the three points are number one. The brisa that began on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis continues here. Manayin L'Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh, where do we learn the three sets of three blasts each have to be blown? Rashi explains the question is, how do we know that we blow the combination of Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah three times, once for the brachas of Malchus, once for Zichronos, and once for Shofros? The Torah therefore states three references to Truos. It's stated, Vavarta Shofar Truah, you shall sound the Shofar blast of Truah, regarding the Yom Kippur of Yovel. Regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's stated, Shabbason Zichron Truah, a rest day, a remembrance of Truah, and Yom Truah Yelachem, a day of Truah will be for you. So we apply the psukim of Yom Kippur of Yovel and of Rosh Hashanah to one another based on the Gezer Shava of Shvi Shvi, the seventh month, the seventh month. Therefore, how is the shofar blown? Shalosh Shehentesha is blown three sets, which consist of nine blasts in all. Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah, three times. Shir Tekiah, Ketruah, the length of a Tekiah is like a Truah, and Shir Truah, Keshlosh Shvarim, and the length of a Truah is like three Shvarim. Point number two, the Gemara describes how the Tekiahs were done. Rabbi Abba instituted in Kesaria, Tekiah, Shlosh Shvarim, Truah, Tekiah. The Gemara asks what the purpose is of combining the Shvarim and Truah. If you hold that a Truah sounds like sobbing, one should do a Tekiah, Truah, Tekiah. And if you hold that a Truah sounds like moaning, one should do a Tekiah, Shlosh Shvarim, Tekiah. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Abba had a suffix that perhaps the Truah is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted doing a combination of both. The Gemara counters that if this is so, one should also do the opposite and blow a Tekiah, Truah, Shlosh Shvarim, with Tekiah, since the Truah might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound. The Gemara answers, Stamed the Milsa, Kemisra Be'inish Milsa, normally. When trouble happens to someone, Bereisha Ganach Vahadayalo, he first moans and then he sobs. And point number three was taught in a brisa, Mitzvah Tokin Yosemin Mavarchin. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those that blow shofar than with those who daven Rosh Hashanah. What does this mean? If a person lives near two cities, and in one city they'll blow the shofar, and in the other city they'll daven Musaf, you should go to the city where there'll be Tokea. Now the Gemara says that this is obvious, since the mitzvah of hearing the shofar is a Doraisa, whereas the mitzvah of davening Musaf is a Rabbanah, and it answers that it was necessary to teach us to tell us, the Afagav, the Havadai, v'hasafik, that even if davening is a certainty, being that I'll find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and have gone home, one should go to the city where he has the possibility of hearing the shofar, rather than to the one where he'll certainly hear the davening. All right, so now we go to our siman daf lamed dalet, and our standard siman is a ladder, a ladder. So here goes. The Baal tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua tekiah, three times, and the Baal tokei is standing below him, blowing three shvarms and a trua between the tekios, saw a man running the distance who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. So once again, it's a motion. The Baal tokei on the top of the ladder, ladder, that must be more in daf lamed dalet. The Baal tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua tekiah, three times, which reminds us that we learned that we must blow the combination of tekiah, trua tekiah, three times, once for the brachas of Malchus, once for Zichronos, and once for shofars. We learned it from the three references to truas in the psukim, once by Yom Kippur of Yovel, and twice by Rosh Hashanah, and then we apply a gezer shava of Shvi Shvi to learn that we blow three sets, which consist of nine blasts in all, tekiah, trua tekiah, three times. So the Baal tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua tekiah, three times, and the Baal tokei is standing below him, blowing three shvarims and a trua between the tekios, which reminds us where Yabo instituted that we blow tekiah shlosha shvarim trua tekiah, because he had a suffix that perhaps the trua is made up of both a moaning and a sobbing sound. He therefore instituted doing a combination of both. When the Gemara suggests that one should also do the opposite and blow a tekiah trua shlosha shvarim tekiah, since a trua might be made up of sobbing and then a moaning sound, the Gemara answers that normally when trouble happens to someone, he first moans and then he sobs. So the Baal tokei on the top of the ladder blowing tekiah, trua, tekiah three times, and the Baal tokei standing below him blowing three shvarms and a trua between the tekios, saw a man running the distance who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. Which reminds us that it was taught in a b'risa, mitzvah betoken yosem in mevarchin. It's a greater mitzvah to be with those of Bo Shofar than with those who daven on Rosh Hashanah, which means that if a person lives near two cities, even if davening is a vadai, being that he'll be able to find 10 people to daven with, and the shofar blowing is a suffix, being that they might have already blown the shofar and have gone home, one should go to the city where he has a possibility of hearing the shofar, rather than to the one where he will certainly hear the davening. So once again, the Baal tokei on the top of the ladder, blowing tekiah, trua, tekiah, three times, and the Baal tokei standing below him, blowing three shvarms and a trua between the tekios, saw a man running the distance who was thrilled he made it just in time to hear them. All right, now it's time for four blah bat chazar. Daf lamed. So the siman daf lamed is a malamed, a rebbe. So here goes. The rebbe, rebbe. That must be more daf lamed, malamed. The rebbe who was waiting with his talmidim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside of Beis Din. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Tes on the base brought him a chos to grant Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's enactment of blowing the shofar on Shabbos after the Churban. Rabbi Lezer said he only enacted blowing the shofar in Yavne, and the Chami said to him that he instituted both for Yavne and for any place in which there's a basin. Rav Huna said the im basin, and the blowing must be done with basin. The first version of Rav Huna's statement explains that im basin means in the presence of basin. The mere existence of a basin in a city is not an adequate deterrent to prevent people from carrying the shofar under Shus of Rabim on Shabbos. So the Rebbe was waiting with his Talmidim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside a Beis Din, decided to do something as a Zechir of Mikdash, which reminds us when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, when Yochanan Zakkai instituted that there would be taken the provinces all 7 days of Sukkot, Zechir of Mikdash, as a remembrance of the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara brings a source that we're bidden to make a Zechir of Mikdash from the Pasuk Tzion hi Dorish Einla, saying, she is Tzion, there is none who seek her. From the words Dorish Einla, there is none who seek her, Mikal, the boy Drisha. It's implied that she requires seeking. So the Rebbe was waiting with his Talmudim to listen to the shofar blowing on Shabbos outside of Beis Din, decided to do something as a Zechir of Mikdash. So he held a class discussion if the Levim should sing the Shir Shalom if Enim the Chodesh are delayed in coming. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rishonim becoming Enis the Chodesh Kol Yom, originally they accepted Enis the Chodesh all day. It once occurred that the witnesses were delayed in coming, meaning Skalkul Levim Bashir, and the Levim went awry in the singing the daily Shir. Consequently, the coming instant of the basin should only accept the Enim until the Mincha, referring to the afternoon Tamid, and if they came from Mincha onward on Rosh Hashanah, they would observe that day and the following day as holy. The Gemara asks them, which way did the Levim go awry? In Bavel, they explain Shul Amru Shira Kol Iker, that the Levim did not recite a Shir at all. Rabbi Zera Neres Yisrael said, Shamru Shira Shol Chol Im Tamid Shol Ben Arbaim, that they recited the weekday Shira with the afternoon Tamid. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Aleph is the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. The judge. That must be run Daf Lamed Aleph. Law. The judge, who sang the Shir Shalyom as he entered the courtroom, which reminds us that we have a brisa that teaches why each Shir Shalyom was chosen. So the judge who sang the Shir Shalyom as he entered the courtroom suddenly stopped when he looked at the weather-beaten defendant who had survived 10 exiles all the way into the wilderness, which reminds us that we learned about the Esrei Masa'os, the 10 journeys that the Shekhinah took as it went to exile during the destruction of Bais Rishon, and correspondingly the Sanhedrin was exiled 10 exiles during the destruction of Bais Sheni. So the judge who sang the Shir Shalyom as he entered the courtroom suddenly stopped when he looked at the weather-beaten defendant who had survived 10 exiles all the way into the wilderness, only to be put on trial because he ascended the Duchen wearing sandals in violation of 1 of 9 Takanas. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai enacted 9 Takanas, the 8th one being Kohanim are not permitted to ascend the Duchen in their sandals for Birkas Kohanim. The Gemara in Sot explains that this was instituted because of the concern that people might sit down during Birkas Kohanim to tie a loose strap, and people might suspect him of refraining from reciting the bracha because of a psul in his yichus. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist in a lab. Mad scientist in a lab. That must be on Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist in a lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Regarding Malchus, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yudah said, the Pasuk states, Vahiyu Zikron Lifnei Elokechem, and they shall be a remembrance for you before your God. It is seemingly unnecessary to state afterwards, Ani Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. Why is the Torah stated, Zebanav? This creates the source for the following principle. Komach Mishenem Rabbo Zichronos, you Malchus Mehen. For every place that the Psukim of remembrance are stated, Psukim and Malchus should accompany them. So the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory should be accompanied with the thought of a king recited 10 psukim into his ears, which reminds us we have a number of pshatim regarding what do the 10 psukim of Malchus correspond to, either the 10 Hiluim in Psalm 150 or the Aseret Dibros or the Asar Mamaros that the world was created with. So the mad scientist in the lab trying to program a Rosh Hashanah congruent's brain so that every memory would be accompanied with the thought of a king recited 10 psukim into his ears, but refrained from singing Hallel, given the seriousness of the day, which reminds us Hallel is not recited Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Malkei Asharis, is it possible when the Melk is sitting on the Kisei Din, and the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are open before him, that the Jews should recite song? Daf Lamed Gimel, the Simur Daf Lamed Gimel, is a peg-leg pirate. So here goes. The peg-leg pirate, that must mean we're in Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife, which reminds us, there's a machlokes whether a woman should be restrained from blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This hinges on the broader machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, whether women have an option of performing a mitzvah in which they're not chayiv, which is brought down with regard to doing smicha on a carbon. So the peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, which reminds us, the Mishnah states the shir of a truah is kashal shivavos, and there's a machlokes based on the weeping of sister's mother, whether a yavav is like a moaning sound, which would be 3 shivarim, or more like a series of short whimpers. So the peg-leg pirate who grabbed the shofar away from his wife heard what sounded like a moaning or whimpering sound coming from his mother-in-law's window, who sent back a note that he better get ready to hear similar tura blasts from a shofar the entire 7th month. Which reminds us that the source that a shofar is used to sound the truas on Rosh Hashanah is one from the pasuk regarding blowing a shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel. The unnecessary words Bechodesh Hashvi come to teach that all the tura blasts of the 7th month should be alike. On Rosh Hashanah, as on Yom Kippur and Yovel, the truas should be sounded with a shofar. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron wishing a great day and great learning.